Hey everybody out there, I'm Bill.
I'm Brian.
I'm Melissa.
And these are some of the sodas we like, and also a text message. Hold on 1 second.
Good radio right here, folks. Are you going to edit this out?
Nope.
Didn't
think okay, so.
That's not a style.
Brian, declare what we have on tap today.
I believe we have Sioux City Sarsaparilla.
Heck yes.
And last time I accidentally called it Sioux City Sunset Sarsaparilla, which was too many S's because I was playing too much New Vegas last of late, which I actually haven't played in New Vegas in a while.
Because I keep forgetting to give it to you. Okay, so. Let's see, we got a classic brown here.
Is there another light in here? I can't really read too well.
Nope.
Great.
So we got a classic brown. It's the granddaddy of all root beers. Looks like it's made with pure cane sugar, which I'm pretty excited about.
Yeah, definitely. No HCFS here.
Pretty average nutrition on this. Looks like you can check this out at SiouxCityBeverages.com. Sioux spelled S-I-E-O-U-X for the people that aren't from around here.
Or, you know,
where it's made, yeah.
Which apparently is New York.
Did not see that coming. It's Whitestone, New York, not Sioux City.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, this is a sarsaparilla. It's a pretty cold bottle. It looks pretty good in there.
It's a pretty cold bottle. Yeah, you just pulled it out of the fridge.
Yup. Okay. So, yeah,
this should be a good one. I don't know.
Let's crack this open.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Is it not twist off?
It's twist off.
Okay. You say, oh, fuck it.
Yeah, we are. We are nerds.
That was underwhelming as hell.
Straight up. I went and got a wrench.
I used the bottle opener.
Yeah, a NASCAR wrench. Didn't even make a noise for me. That was just a cap falling on the floor. All right, let's take a whiff here.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah.
Smells like a bar.
Smells like a bar?
Now, keep in mind,
what the hell kind of bars do you go to?
95% of my bar experience, I have had a pretty decent on tap right here. Rather than beer. So yeah. It smells like a bar.
So it smells like good root beer on tap.
Yeah.
And makes sense. It isn't a bottle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's fairly rich smelling. Mm-hmm. So let's give this a shot here.
All right.
So
if you let it dance around your mouth a little bit, you can definitely feel the froth building.
Okay. However, when I tipped this up to my mouth, I heard a very satisfying glub glub.
I do too.
Next week we should. It's something that's in a can.
Why?
This is oddly phallic.
Dude! Fucking homophobe.
But this is pretty adequate. Like, like this is... I mean, this is fine for root beer.
Yeah.
It's definitely a root beer of quality. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a step above your normal A&W, your Barks, your
Mugs.
Your Mugs.
What's
wrong?
I agree.
It works. Why did you put caffeine in there? It just makes it look like, it tastes like a factory.
Yeah, no, caffeine is silly to put in root beer.
Yeah. It's got bite. I want bite. I want to drink something. Mm-hmm. You want to bite your root beer, put salsa in there. That'd
be okay. Awesome. Is this bottle awkwardly shaped for anybody else? It just seemed not like off balance.
The neck is short.
Yeah, it has a very short neck, and that makes it kind of hard to like grab comfortably.
It's also, as I mentioned, cold. Granted, I don't like grip onto the shaft for max pleasure. I actually hold bottles with my fingers. So I don't have this problem ever because of that.
No, I mean I don't it
with the pinky under the bottom just in case I'm about to drop it.
The bottle does not fit right in my hand.
Mine's a little dirty too, but that's more of Woodman's than anything.
Yeah, you can't really blame that on the soda.
Yeah. But yeah, like I said, this is certainly not the best I've had. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's above average. It's better than anything I pulled out of can. One that I didn't mention, Jolly Good Root Beer. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We need to get to a Piggly Wiggly and find some Jolly Good. And get some red cream soda. Because that's natural.
Yeah, I like this podcast more when we only do premiums.
The Monk Cream Soda episode went swimming. The first episode, the Cranberry Sierra Mist, that was wonderful. We're going to have to do some value sodas at some point, though. I mean, just to get the spectrum out there.
Yeah.
And maybe
just to get our averages down.
Yeah, maybe we find a diamond. Like, our averages are way down. You were not here for the coconut Goya.
No, I was not.
In short, the description of that soda was, it feels like I'm drinking carbonated milk.
Oh, God.
I was the only one that finished mine. Because I vowed, like, the episode before, I think, that I was going to finish all the sodas.
And you should. I mean,
I know.
It's like a 12-ounce portion. We got, like, plenty of time to go through it.
Yeah. But I mean,
this really feels like
to...
it's dragging on too long.
Yeah, there's really not a lot to talk about. Yeah. It's root beer. It's fine. Like I said, it makes me feel like I'm in a bar still. Which, I mean, that's kind of nostalgic for when I was a wee tot.
Ah, yes, Wisconsin, where wee tots get to hang out in bars. I was not until like, I think I was like 14 or 15 before I realized that there are a lot of states that don't let that happen.
Yeah, very distinctly remember like falling off a stool when I was 3 and like hanging around with my dad's biker buddies when I was 5. Remember one of them driving through the ditch in front of my parents' house just to show off he could at my high school graduation party.
I remember you telling me about that.
It was awesome. We just look over, like my dad and a couple of his friends knew it was gone. We just look over there, it's like, is he drunk? And he might have been. Like, I don't know. But yeah, like, let's just jump the gun and go straight to ratings. I mean, we've been doing
think
this
we're really
for...
jumping the gun. I think we've been waiting for a while to get to this point. And
now, tradition is, first of all, the new person reads first. Second, before you give it a number score, you have to tell us a little bit about how the soda makes you feel. Like what emotions does it stir up, either with a metaphor or an anecdote, if you can. Or, if you're going by Bob's rule, just shout the first emotional word that you can think of and then give it a rating immediately, like, happy 72! either is acceptable. If we get a good mix, that's fine too.
Okay, what's the rating?
It's 100.
Yes, 100.
Okay.
How we brown.
Feel neutral about it. I still like Mug and A&W a little better. A little bit more flavor. And rating, like, 67.
Also, I don't think I actually mentioned this while we were recording, but I am not a Sioux City sarsaparilla virgin. I worked at a camp where we actually had Sioux City sarsaparillas.
this is not.
I suck at drinking soda. Why am I?
Anyway, back to me.
What's the thimble word? That's right, I breathed into my stomach while I did that.
Oh.
You're just making it worse, telling your goddamn story.
It's a positive feedback loop. My laughing makes it worse for you, and you having it worse makes me laugh more. Okay, so. Yeah, we sold it. I've probably had at least 100 of these at some point.
That's excessive. I don't know how much they cost there, but these were... This is like $3.50 for the four-pack.
Yeah, I think we sold them for $1 a pop.
I can't believe it. Oh. So, how do you feel? What's your number?
What kind of feeling am I having right now?
If you want to stall for a second, a counterpoint to the A&W and mug comment. Those I can't drink much of because they get really, really syrupy. And it makes my mouth feel thick. And that's not something that's happening with this. So I feel like that's a decent trade-off for me. However, I'm also dying. So, I mean, that's not cool.
Oh, I need to take that.
You just need
account.
To learn to drink.
It's bill poison, so that's like 10 more points.
Dude, you have no idea how much I rate bill poison.
Can we make the scale go higher?
Yeah, I mean, without
100 bill points isn't enough.
Okay, without bill poison, I would say, in Bob's style, on Wii 64, and with the bill poison, we will go with mildly amused, and I'm going to stick with 64, actually. I like that one.
Nostalgic 70. That's how you're supposed to do it. You don't just say it and then mull around for a little bit more. You just go, bam, bam, next dude. That was sweet. I don't even remember the ratings now.
70, 64, I forgot Melissa's because of the excessive amount 60 of bill something. This
67, yeah.
Fuck! 62.
Whatever, leave it. It's 67.
No!
I don't care!
But I do!
Well, that's too bad!
Damn it.
This is the worst place for you to be if you care about anything. Other than me dying.
So, Sioux City Sarsaparilla.
Not Sunset Sarsaparilla. That's a different show that doesn't exist.
Oh, I bet it exists. Sioux City Sarsaparilla, 67!
I kind of want to duck my score because mine didn't have a star bottle cap. Regardless, though, see you later, Soda Pals.